Part 3. You will hear part of an interview with Maria Driscoll and Tom Eastman, who recently spent some time in Thailand doing research for a guidebook. For questions 16 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at part 3. We have with us today Maria Driscoll and Tom Eastman, who both lived in Thailand when they were younger, and who recently returned to work on the latest edition of the Trent Guide to that country. You both spent 2 months doing research and fact-checking there. I'm sure our listeners would love to have been in your shoes. But it wasn't really a holiday, was it, Maria?
Certainly not. Although, to be fair, you can't do this kind of work unless you enjoy it. It's not what you'd call lucrative. We barely cover our costs. Still, I was glad of the opportunity to revisit places that held pleasant memories, as well as exploring some new territory. I think you felt the same way, Tom.
Yes, for sure. It was also a great chance to put to use some of the knowledge and insight I'd gained from living there, and to practice my Thai, which was pretty rusty at first. Maria's much better than me in that regard. We make a good team, though. I think we both wanted to look beyond the obvious in order to find things that would really captivate a holidaymaker.
We'd been assigned to cover the parts of the country that we were already fairly familiar with. And of course, there was no need to describe the sites or the geography of the various regions. That information had already been collected and included in previous editions of the book. What we were investigating were things like the cost of accommodation and transport, checking telephone numbers, the opening times of museums, and so on.
As you can imagine, that's a huge amount of information. We were racing around trying to cover everything on the list as quickly as we could. It's like doing a tour, but at super high speed.
Of course, we'd done all our sightseeing on previous trips, so it wasn't like we were missing out on stuff, but it was really tiring, especially in that humid tropical heat.
Oh, since you mentioned the tropical climate, we should talk about the health section of the book. That was something else that has been extended in the new edition. You see, some people are hesitant about booking a holiday there for fear of catching some kind of tropical disease. Most of the information we include in that section is just practical advice and reassurance for more timid travelers.
Yeah, you have to drink a lot of water to prevent yourself from getting dehydrated. And there's a small risk of catching malaria in certain parts of the country. So obviously, mosquito repellent is a must for those who are susceptible to bites, as I am. I practically drowned myself in it at dusk. Another thing that's essential is to be up to date with tetanus shots. A woman who was staying at one of the hotels we visited had been scratched by a monkey. They can be a terrible nuisance, and not only because of the risk of catching something from them. You need to watch out for dog bites for the same reason. Other than that, take common sense precautions and you'll be fine.
What other advice can the two of you give to people who are thinking about visiting Thailand?
Well, you should think about the time of year you're going to be there. Most holiday makers like to get away in July and August, but that's not necessarily the best time to visit Southeast Asia. What do you think, Maria?
I'd say January and February are your best bets, as you miss the monsoon rains which affect part of the country between May and July. You'll escape the worst of the suffocating heat then too. Some people make a point of incorporating Thai New Year, which falls in February, into their itinerary.
You might want to bear in mind what happened to me the first time I was there for New Year, though. I set off on my bike to visit a river market, unaware that the festivities involved throwing water over all and sundry. Inevitably, I got soaked to the skin and had to turn back.
We have been warned. You both obviously feel an affinity with the country. What is it that draws you back there?
People go for all sorts of reasons. The food is fantastic, of course. And although Bangkok is an extremely crowded city, it has a laid-back atmosphere, which means you don't feel as stressed out by it as you might expect. For me, it's the people that make the place, though. They seem to have a special quality of polite restraint. They never impinge on your personal space, and conversation is such a pleasure because they don't incessantly butt in. You feel respected. That's what I miss most when I come back to Europe.
I would say...